Today we meet Victor Harbour Citizen of the Year, Peter Lewis, who's made lasting contributions to community groups, including the Lions Club, the Flurio Community Foundation and the Hospital Advisory Council, as well as the Horse-Drawn Tram Committee. Peter joins me now. Welcome and congratulations. What a great recognition.
Good morning, and thank you very much. Thank you.
So tell us a bit about yourself, Peter. You're involved in lots of groups. Are you retired at the moment? Is that why you have time to do so many things in the community?
Yes, I retired 11 years ago, and it was 11 years ago. The Flurio Foundation was formed, so I was an inaugural member of that. Also, the Health Advisory Council at the hospital, I've been on that, I think, for about 12 years. Before that, when we first came here back in 1983, I joined the Lions Club. And that's sort of when I started some community work. Business got in the way, and so that had to be put aside until I retired some 11 years ago. Yeah, I've been able to contribute from there.
Oh, fabulous. Any highlights over the years working with these groups?
Yes, I think the money that the Flurio Foundation has been able to accumulate, we've had some very good sponsors, and we've been able to help a lot of people in the community with Stay in Sport or our Back to School program, where we help families with money to assist with clothing, footwear, and the Stay in Sports, you know, to help the kids continue on playing sport that might have been dropped off because mum and dad perhaps couldn't afford the fees or pair of boots or anything like that. So we've been able to help in that way. The Flurio, for example, gave away $160,000 last year in grants. That's helping the community, and it's been interesting to work with the Encounter Bay Rotary Club. We run a quiz night every year, which normally raises $3,000 to $3,500, where they nominate a person to help with their education.
Victor Harbour Citizen of the Year, Peter Lewis, is with us. And I understand you knit as well for people in need.
Yes, I do. Many years ago, how it all started, I was having trouble with my hands, and my auntie at the time said, well, I'll solve that for you. She showed me how to knit. Back in the days when I was in Lyons, there was a blanket appeal. We had a competition where some of us knitted, and then the money that we raised, we actually bought some good Onkaparinga blankets. So it worked both ways. It was a bit of fun and raised some good money.
You would have gotten very good at knitting by that point.
Yeah, and I still do it now. Mm. Unfortunately, the lady that puts all my squares together is unable to do it, so I'm looking for someone that can crochet.
Oh, okay.
if there's someone out there that can crochet some squares together, I've got plenty of squares. I'm still knitting. I would like someone to take them and put them all together for me.
Oh, okay. So maybe they could get in touch with one of your organisations, the Lions Club or Flurio Community Foundation, something like that, and you can get in touch.
Or directly with me. I don't mind. That would be probably the best way to go.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to provide your number?
Yeah, 8552, of course, 3519.
And Peter, I hear as well that promoting Victor Harbour as a tourist destination is important to you. What do you love about this beautiful city?
Well, it all started back in 1983 when we first came to Victor. We bought the Bayview Victor Motel. And one of the interesting things that I found at the time was the marketing side of it. I started to go to Melbourne to chase the coaches. And over the years, we built up a very good clientele of coach operators, and they were bringing groups into Victor 40 at a time for 4 or 5 days. It was a lot of money that came into the town. It was unbelievable to take them for a drive down the street and see what people buy. And basically because of that, in 2000, I was awarded the outstanding contribution by an individual by Fleuria Tourism. So that was a wonderful thing to receive. I was able and lucky enough to go to Singapore, Malaysia, New Zealand, and of course Victoria, New South Wales, and Tassie in promoting the Fleuria Peninsula.
Oh, fantastic.
Good fun, but hard work.
And it seems now that maybe some of that work has paid off, because it's no longer a secret, I don't think, that South Australia is so wonderful, particularly through the Fleuria.
Yes, correct. Yes, that's definitely the case. I was amazed that in some parts, particularly in Tasmania, a lot of people didn't know anything about South Australia. And the other thing, when they come here, and I used to do my own tour guiding, I'd take them down to the Murray Mouth, and people had no idea where the Murray Mouth was or anything about the barrages. And
oh, right. But they must
everyone have... Everyone found it rather interesting.
Yeah, they must have loved it when they saw it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Any plans for the future, Peter? What would you like to achieve in the next few years?
I would like to still continue on, obviously, with the Community Foundation and the Hospital Board, and be well. I think if I can concentrate on that, I might write a book.
Oh, yeah? While you're at it, easy peasy. Oh, sounds lovely. So good to talk to you today, and congratulations again. Wonderful work.
Thank you very, very much.